Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the world around us, and in our spiritual practice. Now, Mercury is so very retrograde. I was just got on 3 minutes early. Everything was going fine. Just as the show began, they kicked me off on the computer, and then I called back in. Mark has been trying to get on, got on three times, couldn't get on the thing. So we'll see how it goes tonight. I'm hoping Mark and Anne come back. But what's your favorite Mercury retrograde story? So far, some of the difficult process of Uranus is stationary, turning retrograde today. Venus turns direct next week. Jupiter turns retrograde. Mercury is retrograde. There's a lot of swirling in place. And I'm watching that hurricane barreling towards Florida, a narrow focus, but barreling towards, and you see that with the Uranus retrograde, the swirling patterns of the process. I think I see Mark now. Hello, Mark. Are you there?
Hello, Heather. It's Mark. I'm here.
Yes. So Mercury retrograde. I was on and then they kicked me off on the computer end, so I had to call back in on the phone. Very strange. Very Mercury retrograde.
Too.
Hmm? Yeah.
Looks like Anne is trying to connect also.
Oh, good. Let's see. And we'll see that. We hope that everybody can get in here and get on. A Mercury retrograde story, I was just talking about the hurricane head, and Uranus stationary. The hurricane heading towards Florida, I'm worried about that swirling in place. That is so much the astrology of the moment.
Yeah.
Also, I had a friend who was driving across the country pulling a van, pulling a camper. And as Mercury stationed, the transmission went out on their car in the middle of Casper, Wyoming. Said, oh, yeah, it's covered by warranty, but it'll take us 2 months to fix. So they ended up trading the car in for a truck, but as they were going to sign the papers for the new vehicle, because they live in Vermont and there they are in Wyoming, her glasses flew off, like she was knocked, her glasses got knocked off on the way in, and she couldn't see, they shattered, and she couldn't see the papers to sign them. So the dealer had to drive her to Walgreens to buy a pair of glasses and come back. They finally got on the road. There was one more delay. But they were heading to Michigan and would have been in Michigan right where the tornado was if they hadn't been slowed down by this.
Mercury blowing them down.
Yeah, Mercury saved them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And with Uranus stationing, you always have to expect the unexpected.
Yep. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. Yep, it was that Michael Erlewine, the astrologer, posted on Facebook about his experience. He lives in Michigan as Mercury stationed and swirled. He was caught. The rain was coming down so hard they pulled over by the side of the highway. He was driving back and they pulled off to the side of the road for 10 minutes and they came back on and they started seeing all the vans flipped over. If they had kept going instead of held on, they probably would have been in the tornado itself. So I'm asking people, when the delays come in, look around and see how this might be an opportunity or a safety or a chance to rethink or redo or reconnect with people around you while you're waiting for the delay. Have you
right.
had any particularly mercurial stuff?
No, not really. Well, mm-hmm. actually, a check engine light.
yeah.
Check engine light. Mm-hmm. That's mercury retrograde.
That yeah. is, and it might be worth checking on that with that check engine light.
Yeah.
With the aspects of the way they are at the moment. And so it will be. I'm not sure how that all these retrograde planets will play out for the Trump trials, except that it's bringing our minds back to the past with the retrogrades. We'll see how that unfolds
yeah.
for them.
I'd rather have some other figure in the news.
oh, I was so tired of listening to that. I don't even look, but yes. There was another shooting today in University of North Carolina. A professor was killed. I don't know the details of it, but I know the campus was on lockdown. It's been with these retrograde cycles and Uranus retrograde. It just feels like it's bringing, it's really stirring up the bottom of the psyche for many people.
Yes.
So all of us might be feeling, Saturn the Sun opposed Saturn over the last couple of days.
Right.
And
heading to full moon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Mercury was trining Uranus and bringing our minds to an unsettled place. And that full moon in Pisces, how do you feel about that full moon in Pisces coming up?
It's really
the 30th.
An interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it comes up on the 30th. It happens to be very close to the Earth, so it's going to be a big moon. And I think people will notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the second full moon of this month, which makes it a blue moon.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's a super blue moon.
Exactly, which if you have a hurricane headed toward you, that might not be so good.
True, because it will bring them. I know that they were talking about the storm swell.
Right.
From the full moon.
Yeah.
And people feel swamped with the full moon in Pisces anyway. So that's
right.
Part of the process.
Yeah.
And that can be intense. So on that full moon, I would ask people to notice the swells of emotions that are coming up, that they might feel like a tidal flood, and let it flow through you. There's one of the tricks of going swimming. When the waves are hot, intense, you duck under the waves. You drop down below them. And I think that's going to be the secret to this coming process, is how do you duck under the waves?
Yeah. And actually, there's a grand trine that involves
mm-hmm.
Mercury and Pluto and Uranus and
mm-hmm.
And Jupiter's in there as well. So
mm-hmm.
that's going to be the
mm-hmm.
key to dealing with difficulties, because trines give us energy. And they establish a platform to get out of the way, which is, I think, what this one is going to be about, is getting out of the way, which
mm-hmm.
it can be getting out of something else, or it can be getting out of your own way. And if you're tuning into it for your own purposes, see where you can get out of your own way. You
mm-hmm.
might be surprised.
I think that's going to be so important. So if anybody ready to take callers in a minute, you can hit 1 and raise your hand, and we will be able to check in on you. The guest call line is 347-215-8881. And I see a couple of people on the line, so let's give them a shot.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, 917-582. You're on the air. How can we help you? Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Now I
can. My birth date is January 17th, 1956,
mm-hmm.
at 12:15 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
in Long Island.
Yeah.
East Meadow. Sorry, East Meadow,
okay,
Long Island.
East Meadow. And what's your question tonight?
Well, I've been kind of stuck lately in
mm-hmm.
I guess since the Pluto in Capricorn that was sitting right on my
mm-hmm.
sun for a while.
Right on your
so
sun
I've been,
for a while.
Yeah, so I've
mm-hmm.
been kind of stuck, and I wanted
mm-hmm.
to know whether things would be moving soon.
Mm-hmm. It may not feel like it right this very minute, because with all these five planets retrograde, everybody's feeling stuck. And it is off your, you know, as of January last year, it got off your sun, and it came back within a degree, but not right on it. So you'll
right.
begin to feel that fresh air coming. And it will, you know, it will begin to slowly open things up for you as far as just getting off your sun is concerned. But I'm looking at the rest of your chart. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
Pulling up your progressions. And your progressed moon is in Virgo. It's about 11 degrees. So, and it's directly opposed your natal moon at 11 degrees
yeah.
of Pisces. So, you know, you're feeling so much right now.
Yeah.
I would say that certainly not between now and probably the end of September. You'd only feel stuck when you're trying to hurry, right?
Yeah.
And if you slow down and let this time be a healing time, and kind of you're coming back alive, but you're almost gestating the next phase of your life.
Yes, that's the way I feel.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd say looks like it's happening. And, you know, what change are you planning? Because it feels like when Pluto goes back into Aquarius, it opposes your Uranus at the top of your chart and can stir up some of those changes. And it feels like you want to make a big change. Is there something that...
I want mm-hmm. to move, and I've talked to you guys before about that, but I'm still,
mm-hmm.
I was still stuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's
what
my
do you
big,
think is holding
move.
You?
Not finding the right place to go, not real understanding whether I'm going to move somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't
have
been able to
been,
make up my mind.
Have you been getting new information?
Yes.
Mhm. Pluto is sitting right on your IC. It's right
yeah.
at the very bottom of your chart. That would be like your tailbone going through the world and out the other side.
Yeah.
So there, it looks like that's a death and rebirth of home. So you know you're moving.
I do.
The question is how far.
Right.
And it looks like there is some longing that you haven't had a chance to reach out for. If you could, and you know, it's not going to happen this summer, but it might this fall.
Right.
What is it, what are you looking for in your new, in where you want to live?
I think I'm looking for a community, and
mm-hmm.
I feel somewhat isolated where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't seem to be connecting, even though when I first moved here, I felt connected, but I feel like I've changed, and I find a little bit more about where I live, and it's not where I want to live.
Right. And did you move? You were in and around New York City, but are you to the east of it or to the west of it?
I'm in New York City, and I'm more to the east.
Okay. You have a sun line on, you know, the sun on the IC running through Virginia Beach, Baltimore, you know, up through upstate New York. And you'll feel it in New York City, but it gets kind of thinner and less settled and more confusing the farther east you go.
Yeah.
So consider moving to the west of the center of the city rather than the east of it.
Okay.
And see what might be there.
That's good advice.
Also, don't be afraid to let go of what you've had.
Yeah, I think I'm not afraid. I'm less afraid of letting go than I was like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I really need to let go, so I've been sort of like just relaxing and, you know, facing things that I want to let go that would probably be the best for me.
Good. That'll really help to open the way. And if you don't do it yourself, when Pluto goes back into Aquarius, Pluto and Uranus will take care of it for you.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I can, like, I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the better choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you'll be able to do that if you just allow things to go. You know.
Yeah, I have this big like letting go. Everything is pointing and saying, and things come up that just say let go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, let go, and look to where you're going. I'd say. The researches and where can you travel nearby that you like when you look around you, there are people that you'd like to get to know. There's a curiosity and you're a bit shy, but you're really curious about people. And that curiosity will bring you to new people.
Okay. That sounds, because I have been looking upstate in like,
mm-hmm.
even as far
mm-hmm.
as Ithaca.
Yep. I would say I keep singing Binghamton for some reason in my mind. But
singing what?
I saw Binghamton, New York.
Oh, okay.
But go ahead. That's the good direction to look.
Okay. So
good
I haven't
luck.
Been far off base. Thank you so much.
No. Take care and good
you
luck.
You too.
Okay.
Good. Let us know how it is.
And another one. Here is... Hello, 901-364. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. How are you all this evening? Thank you, Gazillion, for taking my call.
Good. Let's make this quick because I got a couple people on here who haven't been on before. So how are you and how can we help? And give us your birth information one more time, please.
I am thankful and grateful. 4/4/1961.
Mm-hmm.
1961:51 a.m.
At what time?
Memphis,
what was that time again?
5:51.
Thank you. A.m. in Memphis.
Yes.
And what's your question this morning, this afternoon?
So my question is. My career, independent Aries, is still job searching. I applied to be a tutor, which I never thought I would
mm-hmm.
do again, for school kids. I've applied for other
mm-hmm.
jobs. So
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping
mm-hmm.
after, you know, since 21, I'll get employed this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll yield the floor.
Well, you've got... Pluto is still on your Saturn. Pluto's retrograded back, and it's right on your Saturn. And so that's the death and rebirth of your work. And it's going to be on there all winter, but it will clear by December. it'll start to move on and never darken that doorway again in your lifetime. But it's sitting there, you know, and again, while Pluto is on your Saturn in your 10th house of work, it's a good time to look at all kinds of Pluto things, like helping, tutoring is good. Helping people that are dealing with real problems of any kind is good. It's a time when you need to feel needed. Mark, do you have any suggestions for that?
I don't like feeling needed, but okay. It is what it is.
Right.
Go ahead, Mom.
Your Scorpio doesn't necessarily like it. Your Aries doesn't like it. But that Saturn right now with Pluto on that, it's kind of like you want to deal with some real issues. You want a job that matters.
Okay. Well, I think tutoring children and
yes,
helping
needed. Mm-hmm.
Needed will matter.
Yeah.
Anything else, Mark?
Mark, what do you see?
Okay. Well, when you're dealing with Saturn, you have to be realistic and take responsibility for whatever is going on. And that's what you need to do now is look at what's your part in everything and how can you best prepare yourself to do your best for everyone around you.
Okay.
And
wonderful.
You can use a lot more power and energy than you have been. That's what Pluto is bringing to your Saturn. So it's saying you can take on more.
Okay.
And then as you do, it just things will just open and grow.
I'm sorry. What will grow, Mark? I missed the last part.
Energies will just open up and grow, and you will grow along with it. So don't hold back, and don't leave it to someone else.
I wouldn't know who else to leave it to. Yeah.
Okay. then you're looking in the right direction, which is at yourself.
Okay. Anything else?
Wonderful.
I need to know about before we go?
Nope. It says keep it up. I'd say you have such a the Aries wants to run ahead, the Scorpio and your Cancer Mars want to stay safe. And so sometimes that can leave you stuck at the crossroads. It's like taking an emotional risk every day. So, I wouldn't worry about really start pushing for the job search after September 15th when Mercury goes direct. You might even find that you hear news starting on September 5th, right after Labor Day weekend when Venus is direct. And you can kind of move forward by steps. So good luck with that.
All right.
Okay.
I told the next training one going to start sometime in September for the children. I'm going to yield the floor so somebody else can get on with you all. Thank you all so much. Please keep
me
on.
Take care. It's good to hear from you. Good luck.
Good.
Bye.
All right. I'll keep...
And hello, 323-336. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. How are you both doing? 917-57.
Okay. How are you?
57. Fine.
9/17/1957. Fellow Virgo. Yes. What time?
Yes. At 3:15 p.m.
3:15 p.m.
And
where?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia.
Yes.
Okay. How can we help you?
I just wanted to know what y'all see. I have a native retrograde Mercury,
and
things are starting to turn really favorably. I've kind of been
Mercury
going back and forth.
Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
Often, people that are born with Mercury retrograde often do better, like they got it while Mercury is retrograde and the rest of us are kind of flailing around. So that's a wonderful thing. It's also that about a year ago, some interesting things happened in your chart. you started a progressed, your progressed sun, and you had a progressed lunar new moon, began a new 30-year cycle, and your progressed sun went into Sagittarius about a month ago. Your progressed moon is in Sagittarius, and there's some real kind of movement in your chart that there wasn't before. So how is it? Do you feel like some new possibilities are opening up for you?
I do. Mm-hmm. Because I made a move and things kind of went a little haywire, but they're starting to settle in now, and I'm coming up on a year since I moved.
Wonderful. Yeah, you moved right at that progressed lunar new moon. Good job.
Yes. And so I was just wondering, you know, what other goodies I could expect? Because I am just open for it.
I'd say be open for it. And you also have that Cancer moon, a little shy. So, but it feels like you're finding ways to meet new people by just reaching out and having conversations and getting involved in things. Are you finding ways of connecting now that you've moved?
I am, but I'm still a little shy about it. I actually said today I was just going to make it my business to just go out and try to meet 3 new people a week.
That's fabulous. I love that. You know, with your planets in Sagittarius, you might meet them outside, taking a walk, walking a dog. You might meet them where you're such a naturally helpful person that you tend, we're almost out of time, but that you help people. And there are just ways that you can, you know, like when you go to a party, you probably start chopping vegetables and helping them with the food. And then you meet people that way, that your shyness likes to do something. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
But there's all kinds of new people that wait, just waiting for you.
And I'm ready to just dive in. Well, thank you both.
Thank you, and good luck on this new phase. It looks like it's going to be a beauty.
Thank you, okay. Heather. All right. Good night.
Good night. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins signing off from Ronan, Montana, and Mark.
Mark Wolf signing off from Vermont, over in the eastern part of Vermont.
And we ask you to stay grounded during this emotional full moon and with all these planets swirling around. Any last piece of advice, Mark?
No, just enjoy the full moon. Take a look at it.
Yeah.
You know, peek through the clouds.
And it washed through you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for listening.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.